All right. Well, a deadly outbreak, of course, has wreaked havoc on the stock market. And joining us to talk about that from the Carbon Group, financial expert Michelle Maynard. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Michelle, what is the current situation this morning? We're hearing absolute horror stories about what's been wiped off the markets overnight.
Yeah, I think something in the vicinity of around $50 billion has come off the Australian Stock Exchange within minutes this morning. So that followed overnight. The global markets all took a hit as well. And so basically Australia is just following suit, which all relates to the coronavirus, which seems really strange that a health epidemic would have such an impact, but it's definitely being felt worldwide.
Lord knows I don't understand the way these things work, but why do the markets panic over things like this?
Well, basically, the markets respond to companies' forecasts of how well they're going to do. That's what their share price is related to, and people invest in companies hoping that they'll make profit and then obviously pay dividends and their shares will grow in value. What we're seeing with the coronavirus is because a lot of trade, manufacturing is going to have to be scaled back, you know, goods are going to not come out as much as they would, companies are revising down their profits and saying, we're not going to be able to supply as many goods, therefore we're not going to make as much profit. And as a result, people are thinking that the share price is going to fall. So they're doing a mad panic and selling before that happens. And nobody's immune to this. You know, big global corporations such as Apple and Microsoft have come out and said they're going to be affected. Even the fashion forward Crocs has come out and said, you know, they're not going to be able to produce as many wonderful shoes. So it's all industries that are being affected by this virus.
Wow.
One thing I think that concerns a lot of people is the effect it might have on superannuation. Can you give us any insight into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the majority of more than 50% of what most super funds are invested in are stock exchanges, either locally or worldwide. So most people who don't invest outside of their super funds think that they won't be affected by this, but your superannuation fund is going to be heavily invested in shares. And if those share prices are going down, then the value that you have in your super is going to be affected by this.
So, you know, they're calling it a bloodbath in Australia, which is not the sort of language we like to hear, though, is it?
No, it's not. And it is a correction. The share market has been growing quite rapidly for some time. And the market is calling it a correction. Those, you know, sort of economists and financial planners are saying, you know, while this looks horrible and, you know, seeing red all across the board is terrible, the market has been growing. So all the gains that we've made this year, we've lost. But we have, you know, the share market was going and increasing. So while it looks terrible, we've sort of just come back to a rate of normal. So there shouldn't be a mad panic. Donald Trump came out the other day and said, you know, he thinks the share market is looking great. This is when a lot of people do actually invest because prices are dropping and it may be a good time to actually look at getting into some shares.
Okay, that's what I really wanted from you, Michelle. Some reassurance. Just saying, calm your farm. Don't panic too much. I mean, not that that's not very alarming, that amount of money, but hopefully it can correct.
We have to wait and see now, don't we?
Yeah.
It's a long-term game. Like obviously, you know, people that are doing short-term, those that are in shares that have investments for the long-term, if they sit tight and do it, you don't lose money unless you sell. While the value might go down, it may also go back up again in the future. Those short-term traders might actually have a look at this and say, well, you know, it's time to sort of move things around a little bit. But if you're in for the long haul, you know, it's just basically don't panic, sit tight. You know, we don't know how far this virus is going to go or what it's going to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just basically needs to wait and see.
Right.
Thanks, Michelle.
Well, thanks for your time today, Michelle.
Not a problem.
Michelle Maynard from Carbon Group letting us know what's going on. It's the police.